Martin County Sheriff and former state lawmaker William Snyder says he's seeing more burglars going from county to county.
We have traveling burglars. They've kind of been dubbed the pillowcase burglars because they break into houses near interstates, ransack the house for small valuables such as guns, jewelry, cash, and then put the items in a pillowcase belonging to the homeowner and then leave.
Snyder says most of the about 60 burglars his county has arrested recently have trekked from Broward County to Martin County. And once they leave their home and travel into another county to commit a crime, Snyder says traditional law enforcement methods become less effective as authorities try to capture them.
Such as using local pawn shop databases to find out where the property's going, using local confidential informants, normal proactive police patrols or targeted patrols based on time and place of burglary, so we don't get a pattern. And of course, when you're ranging throughout the state, it's really hard for law enforcement to get a handle on what's going on.
Snyder says that's why he supports a bill authored by Jacksonville Republican Representative Charles McBurney to make it a separate offense for someone to leave the county where they live to commit a crime in another county. As a former state prosecutor, McBurney calls it a good bill that he believes will help prosecutors.
We looked at, for example, whether should be a penalty enhancement or a multiplier, and decided that the best way to go would be a separate offense to give more prosecutorial discretion rather than making something that's automatic.
The bill's Senate sponsor is expected to be Port Orange Republican Senator Dorothy Huchel. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.